Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. The problem is that we don't tend to be able to have enough people around us to create more opportunities. We want referral partners. We'd love to be able to get on other people's podcasts, webinars, speak at other people's events. We'd love for people to be able to give us exposure, to be able to promote us, to be able to share us. It'd be great if other people were talking about it all the time. So there's one common thing that we've got to focus on. If we want all of those good things to take place, there's one underlying factor that we need to focus on, and that is our networks. What does your network look like? Do you have the right sorts of people in your network? Are your networks creating opportunities? Are your networks speaking about you? Are your networks opening doors for you? And if your networks are always staying with the same sorts of people, eventually you run out of opportunities. You're limited by what it is you're able to do. So one of the big underlying factors to be able to increase all the opportunities, whether it's fill your leads bucket or just create general opportunities, is increasing your network. Focusing on growing your networks day in, day out. But more importantly, focusing on growing your networks with the right sorts of people, with people who can buy from you, with people who can partner with you, with people who can open doors and collaborate with you. We're lucky that in this age that we live in, through social media, through technology, through directories, it's not hard to find the right sorts of people for your network. If we don't focus on that, if that's not a priority, then in the end, we run out of opportunities to create. You're stuck with the same people doing the same things. And as soon as one of them stops doing it, that puts more pressure on you. So I know, when I look back at people being able to promote our things across social media, when I look back at being able to create partner opportunities day in, day out, when I look back and go, how have I got onto podcasts and webinars and speaking events? It's all come through our network. I don't need to go out there and ask because we've got enough people around who see things and go, I'd love if you could do that for us too. So that becomes the end game. The middle game is that you probably still will need to ask and do something for them as they do something for you. The beginning game is all about getting the right people around you, but more importantly, getting more of the right people around you. So let's create a bit of a plan for growing our networks. The first thing you have to understand is, who do you want in your networks? If you took an A4 piece of paper and just created three columns, first column, who can buy from me? Make a list, all the people who can buy from me. Second column, who can partner with me? Meaning, who sells to the same people that I sell to? Third column, what types of people would I be happy to collaborate with and open doors for one another? And now you've got three different types of people. You'll notice that there'll be some crossover. Who you sell to and who you partner to might be the same sort of person. But until you identify, it makes it then much harder to have a plan of who are you going to go and find. So you've got your piece of paper, you've got three columns, and you've got lists of different businesses. Now, I'm fairly lucky that the same people are in all three of my columns, but that's not always going to be the case for you. People who buy from you, can you also partner with them? Can you open doors for one another? Now you've got your piece of paper. So the second thing is you've got to go find them. This is where you use social media platforms. You can use iTunes. You can use Amazon. Who's got their own podcast? Who's been writing books? You can use Google directories. What publications are they in? What conferences, trade shows, expos do they go to? Where do they all hang out at mass? Is there an association? So once you know where they are, the third and final step is to go and start bringing them into your network. When you grow your networks with the right sorts of people, you can create more opportunities. That's the underlying success of using your networks, is grow. If you don't grow, then it makes it really hard to be able to do things. Quite often, we're only focused on growing who can buy from me. If you only focus on who can buy from you, then you're missing out on all the partner opportunities. You're missing out on more people being able to talk about you. When I think how many people reach out and say, I heard you on this, I saw you over here, so-and-so mentioned your name. That only comes all because of what we do with our networks. And we can only do things with our networks because we've gone and we've found those people to be able to grow our networks with the right sorts of people to create the right sorts of opportunities. So I want you to simply ask yourself, who do you need to be growing your networks with? What type of person? And if you focus on nothing else but growing your network simply so you could partner with people, what would you be growing your networks with? Hopefully that's been super helpful. Look forward to being able to talk to you real soon. And until next time, take care and speak to you shortly.